Okay, we're up to Perek Yud Ches Mishnah Tes. Mito Shenignav Chetzio Oy Ovad Chetzio Oy Chalokua Achin. A bed.
Page 39.
Okay. Let's continue. Mito Shenignav Chetzio Oy Ovad Chetzio Oy Chalokua Achin Oy Shutafin Tohoira. Okay, we have a bed.
Yeah.
A bed that has been stolen, that has been Nignav, half the bed has been stolen, or half the bed has been lost. Two brothers have divided the bed, or their partners, tohira. Okay? You got it?
A bed.
You have a bed. Right? So here, picture 567. Picture 567. You have a bed. And what happened? Hechzirua. Now let's say Humpty Dumpty,
two brothers,
the bed is tohira. Hechzirua. What happens if they put the pieces back together? Like, they put the pieces back together. In other words,
picture
5, 6, 7. We'll come in a few moments. From here on in, let's take a look at this very long caption.
Meaning that it's tahor now?
Let's know it. Yeah, it's the old tuma is not reinstated. Going back to the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, when
but how do we know it was tummy to start?
We know. We have eyewitness accounts. It's a fact. It was originally tameh, and now it was broken into two pieces, into many parts. And when it's put back together, the old tumah is not reinstated.
Why not?
Why not?
It was before.
Well, let's see what it says over here in the picture. We'll see some more detail. Picture 567. So it says here the katzra ushteker ayim v'arucha. We have the katzara. The katzara is the small portion, right? The katzara is the small part.
Yeah.
Ushteker ayim, two legs. Okay, two legs. Two of these boxes. Two legs. The arucha and one long piece. Uketzara, and then the other side we have a katzara, a small piece. Ushteker ayim, two legs. The arucha. The eino asido lehischaber, and we do not plan on putting it back together. Kigoyin shavad. Why do we not plan on putting it back together? Because one section has been lost. It has gone to the way of. It's gone to the Olam HaEmes of beds. There's an Olam HaEmes for beds, and that's where it has gone. One section is gone. Yeah. It's gone. Gone in different world. It was lost. It was stolen. Two brothers divided. A partnership. This is like a chassidus. I'll take half the chassidim for me, and you'll take the other half of the chassidim for me. Okay? A chassidus. So the law is...
That's why they do it. They want to let them come to her.
So the rule is tahara.
Just added a new...
A new nekuda.
That's why they separate. So they should become tahara.
Roth on Kalem. Tahara. Okay, let's see the picture on the left side. Rafilu imnechel kukach. Now he says over here, even if it divided in this fashion, look here, over here he has a new way to divide it. A new way to break up the bed. You see, in this picture on the left side, kach shabuchol chilek yesh arucha. There's one arucha, one long piece. Ushtei kadaim uketzara. Gam loyfen zotahara v'zeu shakas v'rav. Afilu ikar arucha ushtei kadaim. There's an arucha, one arucha ushtei kadaim. Choil ve'ein daitem lahak zirim tahara. Can you just show you two different ways you can break up the bed? You can break up the bed when you have the two kiraim along the ketzara side, or you could have the two kiraim along the arucha side. Okay, he's showing you two different ways to break up the bed. The two kiraim along the katsara side, or the two kiraim along the arucha side.
Well, that's how you can break it up.
Two different ways to break up the bed.
Okay.
So now,
that it can become tahor.
It becomes tahor. Now let's see. Over here in the bottom of this long pack caption. We learned in Mishnah Zayin that even one leg, even one little box, if you sit down in that one box, it can become a tzaddik kasha. Why is it tahara? Just because we separate this from this, why does this become tahara? Did we not learn that even one leg on isolated star?
Out the kasha, we asked this kasha before also.
Can we remember this guy? Look, remember the guy, the Zav, sitting down it?
We asked that question there.
Okay, so now the question over here is, Kosovo Rav Shafilu Kare Shalmita Echab if Nathan Kabul to Viha Gra, Batama Dover. The Gro explains, Chidishi Agro, Benushna Hei, Shekera Shalmita Hurachav, The Roy Le Shivala Bifne Atzma, the Kosovo Hagra, Bilio Rabba, Bimishna Bilmishna Tes, Lubishna Zain Shahainu, Dav Kishakalki Hamita Asidin, Lachzor Ul His Chaber. The only time we say that one leg is Tame is if you have plans on reassembling it. Then, however, Aval im nignaf chetzia oy avad chetzia hareze tohara kedin mishnusenu. Okay, so that's the first answer. This that we learned previously, that a leg alone is tame, that's only when there are plans. There is a plan to reassemble the leg, but if there is no plan to reassemble the leg is tohar. Next, the Mishnah Hay Kishnitl Kitsarushne Kiraim.
So what's the, how's the Gemara answering the question about the one kira?
The one, because that in that case there are plans to put that leg back
together,
into the bed.
To put that piece this,
back,
this
right? Back in this situation, there are no plans. We have no plan to ever reassemble the bed. Here, the bed is broken for good.
For good.
For good.
For bad.
Or for bad, whatever. Of mission next, of mission hey, kishnitla kitzar shteker ayim, ayarucha shteker ayim, medabesh meduba shehem nishburu ve'enam od, v'hanisha tamim shmadayin tzur samit emedes. There the bed, it still has the tzur, there, in that situation, still the tzur of the bed. Aval im kol achalokim kayam bo'imdim l'schad harei kol tamim.
That's where it looked like...
There, it still had the tzur of the bed. There, in that situation, there were three parts still attached. In this picture, only two parts are attached. In that picture, three parts were attached.
Right.
So when three parts are still attached, it has the tzur of a bed. And then the tumah does not depart. But when, v'anishar tameh, b'shem shadayin tzur samita amedes, aval im kol hachalokim chayamim, v'oimdim l'hischaber ha'hari ha'kol tameh, just give you some armor comments. We're not going into this. This is off the topic. The basic thing just pointing out is that you have to understand this Mishnah and you have to understand this Mishnah. This Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin, we have here a situation where part of the bed breaks. Basically, the reason why this bed is still tummy is because the tzur of the bed is still present. Whereas here, when it breaks in this fashion, you no longer have the tzur of a mita. In this situation, when one section breaks, you still have the tzur of a mita, so the tumor remains. Look what he's asking. He's asking a picture of 559. What happens when this piece falls out? Is everything else still tummy? Remember this case? Mm-hmm. When this one piece falls out, is the bed still tummy?
So we said, I forgot. It is, no?
Of course it's tummy. One piece falls down.
It's tzur still.
It's still tzur, but in this situation where it broke along the diagonal,
it's gone.
Furthermore, in this situation, going back, well, this also is tahar. Well, all depends what your plans are. But if you plan on putting it back together, then it's going to be tame. All right, let's just leave it with that. Now let's read the Rav. The Rav here says, let's see the Rav so far. Mita shnid chetzi oy oy chetzi oy chaluka chachin oy shetutavim tohara. Herzira mikalosu mikanul haba. Let's see the Rav. The Rav here, Mishnah Tess. Tohara. The afilu iko arucho shtei karam. Even if we have an arucha, we have one arucha, and we have two legs. That's the key, sir. The reason why in this situation the bed is tar, you have no kavana to return the piece back together. Where's my thing? Did I bring it? Oh no. I hope I have it.
You brought it, don't worry. You brought a whole pile of stuff to it. You want to go look? It'll make you feel better?
No. It's not going to make a difference.
Is he happy or not? I don't know. You mean this year it'll be what it is. Whatever it is, it'll be.
who cares?
In that case, then it doesn't make a difference.
Vafilu ika arucho shteker ayim hoil ve'ein bedaitam lahachzir v'chi mahani davka b'mokam shakol le'odom echad. When did we say that if your kavana is to put the pieces back together, it's going to remain with its tumah? That's dafka in a situation where all the different parts of the bed belong to one person. In this situation, this has been either stolen, lost, divided by brothers, or divided by partners. So it's no longer under the ownership of one person. It's under the ownership of two people. That causes the tumah to depart. But back in the previous section, when we learned that that bed remains in the state of tumah, is where all of the parts belong, are in present, and belong to one person, and are currently here. So we have plans to put it back together, so that's why the tumah remains. Okay, next words. Now let's say the two brothers, they emerge. The two brothers make a merger. Or the two partners, they come back together. Or let's say the ganaf. The ganaf is caught. He's caught, and he returns what he has stolen. Or it was found, it was lost, and they find it. So now you have your old bed back together. What's halacha? So it says in the Rav, Avol Mafrelo, the old tumah is not reinstated. Why not? The kaven, since the chalkua parucha tumah mine, once it has been separated, the old tumah has departed for good. The old tumah has gone to another place. Next, okay, up to the next part of the Mishnah. Next of the Mishnah. Is that okay so far in this Mishnah?
Absolutely.
Clear as a bell?
Clear as a bell.
Next. Mita mitamo chavila. Amita mitamo chavila. Umitaheres chavila. Divi Rabbi Eliezer.
Mita mitamo chavila. Umitaheres.
I have no idea what that means. Let's see what it says. Mita mitamo chavila. Umitaheres chavila. Divi Rabbi Eliezer. Vacha mecham say. Mitamo evarim. Umitaheres evarim. So we have over here. Yes.
I'm going to have to get through.
Okay, you'll let me know, okay?
So let's just push this table over.
Absolutely, it's a great idea.
Now, lined up now. We've ruined the core.
The shura.
Okay, so something called a chavila. There is something called a chavila, and there's something called an aver. What would you rather be? Would you rather be a chavila or an aver? It says here, Amita mitame chavila umataheres chavila. It's mitame chavila and it's mitaheres. I'm reading the Mishnah. Mishnah tes in the middle. Amita mitame chavila umataheres chavila. There goes vachacham chum say no. Mitame evarim umataheres evarim. What does that mean? What it means? Let's see. Let's see what it says over here in the. Yeah, let's read the captions. Why not? Amita mitame chavila umataheres chavila. Rabbi Eliezer. So here on the left side, haketzara afi nitmeis. Kishanoga tumo bekera mishum shuchibor lo lekera v'zel mitama chavila kol hachalokim hamuchubodim biyachad. Chavila means attachment. So anything that's attached to the kera, let's see the next middle caption. Kera shalmita mikabel tumo v'mo mishna zayim levad shakol chalki amita kayamim v'asidim laksul lacharam. And this little piece we learn is mitama. How's the tumo? But over here it's tar. Over here it's tar. So why here is a tame? How could two pieces plus a ketzar and a harucha be tame, and one piece be tame? The answer is because in this case, it's gone. It was lost, stolen, or two partners divided. But in this case, he says, well, in the situation, we have all the parts. All the parts are in the closet. It's just that, and you have plans to put all the pieces back together. So in the meantime, it's also susceptible to tama. Okay?
Yep.
He's asking a simple kasha, just asking over here. In this case, when the bread breaks apart, the two parts.
Right.
So is this tar or tame?
This is tar.
Tar. So how could this one piece be tame?
Right.
The answer is because in this case, you don't have the rest of the bed. The rest of the bed is gone. It disappeared. Right. It's stolen, lost. It's been taken by another person.
Good.
In this case, you have all the different pieces in the closet.
You have the pieces.
You have all the pieces, and you plan, and you have plans to put them back together.
Before.
So it's saying the same exact thing over here. So not only is this tame, the leg is also tame. The katsar, this little part is that it's attached called tame. That is called chibur. That's called chavila. Chavila comes lashon of chibur. Let's see over here the last caption on the side. Chibur katsara lekef. I go and I attach the katsar. I attach the small piece to the bed, to the leg. Ein nechshav dechatzitza alga be hakera b'mokam hachibur. We don't see the chatzitza. So what does it mean, mitaheres? It means that if I put this into the mikvah, I dip this into the mikvah, is it tahar? You could argue, no, there is a chatzitza, the part, the ketzah, where it's attached, where it makes its connection, where it's mechubah with the kera, there is a hefsek. That part is not getting wet in the mikvah. If you go to a mikvah and you have a band-aid on top, it's tightly fastened, are you tahar?
Sure.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
It's a chatzitza. It's a chatzitza. You gotta take off the chatzitzas. So here, if you are toivel this in the mikvah, you would argue this is not tar because there was a chatzitza. This piece of wood, the ketzora of the mitzvah, is being mafsik in the area where it's connected. The water is not getting into that section. Along comes the Mishnah and tells you a chiddush. No, it is tar. If I dip this thing in the mikvah exactly the way you see it with the ketzora attached to the kera hamitzvah, the entire object is tahira. Why is it tahira? Because that's
why
halacha. Because that's how it's meant to be. That's the way it's meant to be attached.
You have to oil the wheel. It's making noise. Nothing makes noise. Everything's well oiled here. Okay, we'll leave it at that. So how come over here it's not a chatzitza?
That's what the Mishnah is mechadesh, because that's the way it's meant to be. This is the way it's meant to function. It's meant to function with the piece attached. Okay? That's how it's meant to function. So it says here two yisodos. Number one is it's mitama chavila. It becomes tame when it's attached. When it's attached. Is attached. That's what it means. Chavil means when it's attached. Chavil means when it's attached. When a sheretz touches the kera, automatically that becomes tame. The sheretz touches that, automatically the kera becomes tame. It's considered to be one piece.
One bundle, chavila.
One bundle. It's a bundle. So therefore, if one part becomes tame. Okay, now let's go to the next caption. The Chachamim say no.
You did also?
I did everything.
Kera shel mita mekabel tuma kemuva b'mishne zayin. No, we said that already. Chibak tzara l'kara nechshel l'chatzisa agabi akar b'maka mechiva.
Ein oi nechshav.
Oh,
ein oi nechshav.
Yochol ha'atila kera imak zayin yitaren ve'ein kan chatzisa v'zehu
Okay, but now we come to the next caption, picture 569. But it says he disagrees. He holds mitama evarim. Evarim, limbs. What is a limb? A limb means
this piece here, right?
A limb means it
all.
We don't consider that part to be
part of it. It seems the other man never holds it's part of it.
That's called chavila. Chavila means attached.
A bundle.
And he holds no limbs.
A bundle of joy.
Limbs. Limbs means piece by piece.
How do they let that in here? This is Kara shall meet the Makabela's tomb. So he holds, so one mandama holds that it's taka.
Chavila.
And one holds it, say volume.
Piece by piece.
Separate.
Kera shall meet the mekabel tuma. Now look at the on the bottom. The chacham shaked the levad tamei v'akatzol lo nidvus harezu tumas evarim limbs. If a sheretz touches the kera, only the kera is tamei.
Right.
Not the kitzara.
Correct.
The ketzor does not join. And the ketzor alone is not mekabel tuma. Why not? Now let's say a sheretz touches just the ketzor. Nothing happens because the ketzor is worthless. The ketzor has no status, has no chashivas. So the kera is worthless. The kera has no chashivas. What is the, the Kitsara? A little piece of Pshute Kliyat. So what is Pshute Kliyat? It's not worth anything. It has no Chashivas. Now let's see over here the next pack caption. Kishabol, now we talk about Tahara. Let's say we want to be Metah, we want to purify these two things. So you have to separate it. So it's not be chatzitza.
Correct.
Kera shnit. Okay. Kera shnit. Ma mitahir seivarem kolamash ni yishay spark menu bris haketzar kadesh lo tak tachzitz haketzar b'malka machibul kera. Shnabi ni chatzitza. The whole is a dafka b'mita shnis sparka only on the mita mika shnis sparka that has been broken apart. Avol mita shleima. But when it's shleima, I feel in it ma kera echad kula chibul v'tmei kula. Gam yochel lachat bul kol chalkecha keachas ve'ein tzarch l'farka. It's very important. This is all this that you have to separate the different parts to be tovel is only one
when they're separated
broken pieces. But let's say you have the whole bed in one shot.
Then you can put the whole thing.
The whole thing in one shot. And there's no chatzit. All mukhaber.
One piece.
Okay, so that's it's the chaz of the mishnah. We have the rav. We do the rav. The rav says mitam os chavila. It's mitam chavila. According to page 390. The rav. There's a lot of rav to read.
Oh, we didn't read the rav yet.
We didn't do the rav.
So which part from the beginning?
Mitam chavila. The third line from the top.
Okay.
Mitam chavila in perushah kera in menarucha. If the kera separate from the arucha, we're dealing here in a situation where we only have a small section of the bed. We have a leg that is separated from the long part of
just
the bed. We have the leg with the small part.
The small part.
The katsara. In Perushah Kerem and Arducha, we omit this ima Ketzara, and it stands now with the Ketzara, Havi Chibur. Mulmai Nafgamina, the Imnit Me Sakera, if a Sheretz touches the Kera, it's a Ketzara. Geshem Shekish. Shekish kula shleima. Imnidma. That's like when it's complete. If it would be complete, one. Imnidma echem yaver reacha. If one of the limbs becomes something, it's kula. Kach naani kishaperish akera min aruchah. When the kera separates from the aruchah, your medes makatzara.
Nas chavila
makatzara becomes one piece with the katzara. So when the kera becomes tamei, it makes a katzara. Ima the katzara becomes tamei with it. Imnidma is fine. Umitaheres chavila. What does it mean? Umitaheres chavila. If you immerse in the
together.
Ritual bath, the kera, it's not considered to be a chatzitza. However, that's all according to Shit of the Chachamim disagree. They disagree. They hold that mitama ivogim. Each piece is considered a different limb.
Not a chavila.
V'loy chavila. The imnit meskera. He tameya. V'loy ketzara. The ainay chibur kishleima. It's not considered to be a chibur kishleima like it was one piece. Umitaheres sevarim. And furthermore, kishabol lahat. Matvul akera b'fnei atzva. V'loy chavila. So you have to be matvul each one. When you come to be tovel, you have to be matvul akera b'fnei atzva. V'loy chavila im katzara. Don't group it together with the chetzar. She chetzar chetzetzes olecha. Then chibur kishleima. The matbil nita shleima tohara. It's not like a situation where you matvil a whole bed, when you matvil the entire bed that everything becomes tohar. Afalpi the matvil nita shleima tohara. Afalpi shloi perakim. Not separated. Aval hashta the perisha kerem and aruch. But now that we have separated this kerem from the aruch, the long part of the bed, lehavi chavila im akatzara, it loses the status. Mitzarech lahadul b'fnei atzma v'halacha chachamim kein neris perish mishnah zo minatoy sefta v'chach perisha pirshuha rabosai. And so have my teachers have explained to me. So we're going back to the Messiah. Can you imagine over here? We're learning over here in Chaim Berlin, Tavshin Ayin Hey. We're learning this Mishnah. We're going back to the parish of Hil Rav, and Rav is telling us this is where his Rabbeim taught him the Mishnah.
Going
and his
Rabbeim,
going back to Messiah Lom Shan, this Mishnah. Gevald. Okay, so let's chaz the Mishnah. Mita Shenignaf Chetzia, a Mita. shenignav chet, say half the bed was stolen, oy avad chetzia, oy chalokua achin, two brothers divided it, oy shutafin tohira. And the picture, the way it's divided is as it appears in picture 5, 6, 7, either on the right or on the left, two different ways you can break the bed into two different parts, where you have two legs and two pieces, either two legs. And the older people didn't definitely is where are the two legs? Are the two legs along the katsar part, or are the two legs along the arucha part? So the law is tohira. Now let's say heche ziruha, you find the piece, or it's returned, or the two brothers they return to become partners once again. They become one again, or the two partners come together. Mekamel stone, mekamel haba. The old tumah will not be reinstated. New case. Mita mitama chavilu. We have over here the mita. The broken part of the bed. The part separate, like picture 5, 6, 8. Now the sheret touches one part, automatically the other part, the extension becomes tameh as well. Mita mitama chavila. Umita heres chavila. And likewise, if I immerse it in the mikvah, if I were to immerse it in the mikvah, the whole thing becomes tameh mita heres chavila. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. V'chacham oimrim. Nope, not so fast. Mitam'a evadim u'mitaheres evarim. No, if a sheretz touches one part, the other part does not become tameh. And furthermore, if I immerse it in the mikvah, if I were to immerse it in the mikvah, it would be a chatzitza. Each part is separate on its own. Alright, we're done? Good? 18 parakim.
Chai.
Person, he separates a mita to immerse it with v'hanogebachavolin tohar. Alright, a lot over here is going on, obviously. Let's see the pictures, one picture at a time. Picture 570. We have here a mita. Okay, we have a mita. We now know all the terminology. The kare hamita, the arucha samita, the katsara is the small portions, and the ropes.
The ropes.
Or a dead body lie down on it. So a dead man walks into the room and he lies down on it. So now the bed becomes tavi to mas midrash. Shnu b'meis avreki avatoma. The tam other the kelim dama chavolim shalom mitam lufishem chibur lemita u'mitamim kimaisa. The ropes are a chelik of the bed, and the ropes are the kechetim mitam like the bed itself. Avul chevel kishal atzma in a davar habakabutoma mishnachreina. A rope itself is not. That's why people use the leaves. Twine for to tie the tzach. Okay, hachavolim. Now let's see the left side. The left side it says hachavolim kavar inam chibur lemita v'anogeh b'chem inan itma. The ropes is not a chibur lemita v'anogeh here kavar nisparku menamita aruch oshnei kiraim v'yin b'noisar kidei l'tame. Now we have here a situation where we no longer have a bed. The bed has gone to a better place. The bed has gone to a new place. We're missing the two legs. Leg one, leg two is gone, and the aruch is gone. So this bed is tahar. The remainder, the shirayim. Okay? You clear with that?
I'm sort of clear. What did you say?
The bed no longer is tame.
The bed is
no longer tame.
Right. Why not?
Because we're missing two legs, and we're missing an arucha.
So what? That's not enough to make it.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's got this and this and that and that. That's still in tummy.
Two legs are missing, and arucha is missing. No.
Put it back together still.
No.
Back here.
We're going in a case where I'm not putting the thing back
here,
together.
See?
We're
see?
Going in a situation, no, in this case, you're only missing the arucha, you're not missing the leg. The two legs are still present. Look at this picture. Here you're missing
you
the legs. The legs are missing. Look.
The legs aren't here.
The legs aren't here. Sorry, Charlie. The legs are gone. To a better place.
Say that. Why don't you say that? Okay.
Okay.
So
the bed is tar. So here's a shot. The child is okay. The bed is tar. But what about the ropes? The ropes. What's the deal with the ropes? So state over here. Achavolim kvar enim dechibor lemita v'hanagia b'chem enim nitma. The same way the bedistar, the legs, and
what are you saying? The
caption. The caption. I'm saying the caption.
Which caption?
This caption. Achavolim kvar enim dechibor.
You're putting your finger in it.
Achavolim are not considered to be attached to this bed. Enim dechibor lemita v'hanagia b'chem enim nitma. Person touches the chavol, but it's not tummy.
Right.
Why kvar in the spark min amita? It's already been separated from the mita. Aruko shtekraim. Aruko shtekraim. Enim from the nazar the tamar. There's none left over. Okay, so the matzav gezam mitav chavolim enim tamar. Fine, good.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it says. Now let's go here. What it says over here? The kush from the bottom. Haram befarish mishoshenu. The rav the hilu kiram befarish mishoshenu. Shamita kvar in the sparka b'miktsasa. Part of it has been fallen apart. Ve'in b'chavolim mishonayt shul kedei l'tamar. Ve'efin zeh gam chavolim kvar enim tamar. The Mishnah Mashmiya Lanu as Shnei Dinim. The Mishnah is teaching us two halachas. The first halach is Kanegeh bechalakim Shnei Shuminal Kedei Leparkam. Loini, a person who touches the halakim Shnei Shu Kedei Leparkam. Now I want to take apart the red. Now I want to touch
the pieces that were.
That remain Kedei Leparkam. I want to take them apart. I want to now take. I want to go take. Throw, I want to clean it up. Okay, this thing is tar.
Yeah.
The meat is now. I want to now cut the ropes and put the ropes in the garbage. I want to remove the ropes. But when I touch the ropes, I'm coming in contact with tumah, something which once upon a time was tame. So do I become tame? Okay.
Yeah.
So it says here, hanogeya b'chalokim shenoyis shukedei l'fakma. I touch the portions, the leftover pieces, in order to disassemble whatever is remaining. Loi nitma, I do not become tame. The gamin again bechavolim and nibitah, and I touch the ropes and I become tamei. And discussion on mishnah chroinda b'dvarav alef mitash nisparku bechavolim chayamim gam kitzurah karayim mitam kifi yishim chilchama mishavav. Okay, well, the rav kosh oichavay kosh the perikut ches mishnah zayim mishnah tesh afilu kera in bechavol tuma meechad bechavol tuma chamig beis imchal kamita in mitam mibnei shin nisparka ma chilish b'zesh chavolim einam nizim. Okay. Whatever he does isn't cautious. There seem to be contradictions. Let's not get into it. Okay, we're gonna get too bogged down. Let's just read the Rav in this portion. The portion over here, the Mishnah Rav, he says, "I'm a farikas amita." Yeah, af al pi shamita heres kishit shleima. A person who separates the mita kedei ladvila af pi shamita heres kishit shleima. Pa'amim shehi gedoyla ve'ena yochol likanes b'mikvah tzach lefarkam. Ah, so he's saying over here, Mefarikas Amita Kilatbil of Nogeb Chavolim Tahar, Garcinon, Klamar, Bain, Mefarik, Bain, Nogeb Chavolim. Whether you take it apart, whether you give Mefarik, Bain, Nogeb Chavolim Tahar, Mita Shanit, Mes, Bemes, Mishkav Zachar, Bemishkav Hazav, Irich, Goyen Shain, Bemita Arucha, Ushtake, Ayim, Bafilu Haki Tzach Latbila, Kedei Shalot Tachsel, Tomasa, Keshe Chabrena. V'hanogeh v'chavolim tohar dekevon shapirka shuv ein ha'chavolim chibur. Okay, so what are we saying over here? We're saying over here, ha'mefarik es ha'mita lehatbila. Okay, you have to go through this again. Basically, there's more explanation over here, what's going on over here. Or we have to leave this for next time. But basically, what he's saying over here is, what's going on over here is, you have a bed. Okay, picture 570.
Yeah.
And the bed is tummy.
Yeah.
And the reason why the bed is tummy is because a zav or a mace came in contact with the bed. I want to be toivlet. Problem is, it doesn't fit into the mikvah. It's too big. So the only way, take it apart. So I take it apart. When I take it apart, it loses the tumah because I took it apart. And now when I touch the various parts, let's say one person takes apart one leg, takes apart another piece, and then a second person comes in and he starts taking apart the ropes. So does the second person become tame? The answer is no. Because since the first person already took apart, the main portion of the bed, the tumah has disappeared. When person number two comes along to finish off the job and to take off the ropes and the other legs to put in the mikvah, he is tar. And you're going to ask me why does he need to put into the mikvah? If person number one already took apart all the different parts, so the tumah disappears. The answer is only disappears temporarily, because when you put the pieces back together, the old tumah is reinstated. In order to prevent the old tumah from being reinstated, you have to be toivel now in its power of estate. So you have a bed. The bed is tame. Number one comes along and takes apart two legs. The tumah disappears. But in the process, he is collateral damage. Because since he came along and he touched it, when it was still complete, he became tame. Okay, so he's tame, but the bed at this moment in time, since it's been broken to pieces, is tar. Now, individual number two comes along to finish off the process, to take up off the ropes, take off the little pieces, to dip it in the mikvah, and to reassemble it. So since he already is coming, entering into the scene, after already the bed has been taken apart, the tumah already has disappeared, the person number two that comes in contact with the ropes and with the other parts of the legs is tahor. He does not become tameh. But you'll ask the question, so why bother if he's already tall? Why bother putting in the mikvah? Because since we plan on putting it back together, the old tumah will be reinstated. To prevent the old tumah from being reinstated, we need to put it in the mikvah when it's at this point, when it's disassembled.
Very good.
Got it?
Must be dash.